Well, one thing that's extremely evident is your size. You've definitely bulked up this season. Talk about what you've done this off season and your strategy. Why did you bulk up this season?
Well, I actually, put on muscle mass, but my weight is actually down 8 pounds from what I reported last training camp. So I really just took an emphasis on building muscle and lowering my body fat just so I can be in better shape, conditioning, and just have a little more power than I did last year, be a little more athletic. So I did core and agility training. And conditioning training, 3-4 times a week, and weightlifting 3-4 times a week also. So, and sometimes they overlapped in the same day. So I really worked hard and tried to get myself in the best shape I possibly could.
Getting ready for some of those bigger linebackers this season?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of defenses now in the NFL, they run a 3-4 look, and they have these heavy outside linebackers that are 270, 280 pounds, and I have to take those guys on. So I think I'm more equipped and ready to go for that role.
Inquiring minds want to know, unfortunately, no more Brandon Jacobs here with the Giants. Do you feel your role is going to change at all? Do you think maybe you'll get some goal line carries this season?
I don't know. I mean, it's something I can definitely do and something I hope to do. But like I said, I'm just here to do my role. If they need me to block 80 times a game, I'll do that. If they need me to run 80 times a game, I'll do that. If they need me to catch 80 passes, I'll do that. So whatever my role is to help the team win, that's all I care about.
Talk about the mindset of an undrafted free agent yourself, Victor Cruz included. It seems like the Giants, they're an organization that really gives undrafted free agents an opportunity to make the roster. What's the mentality of coming into camp, knowing you were undrafted, but given the opportunity to really take it to the next level?
Well, nobody expects you to make the team when you're undrafted, and it's just extra motivation. And, a lot of guys that are undrafted, me, Victor, and, the new guy that came in, David Douglas, this year, he's doing a great job. We just took our opportunities and ran with it. And, I think having a little bit of adversity actually brings the better player out in us. So I think I look back on it. Yeah, I was upset I wasn't drafted, but I think being undrafted was the best thing for me.
Now, you just recently started practicing in pads. Now you've got Jacksonville right around the corner. How excited are you?
I'm really excited. That's all I've been waiting for, just to actually get out and, play a football game. And, it was slowly acclimated into it. First 3 days we're just running through the plays with no pads on. Then we went just shoulder pads. The last few days we've been full pads, and next step's the game. So I'm excited to take that next step.
Henry Hanoski, Anita Marks for your Giants Insider.